the good work that has been begun. St. Helena, California, August 3, 1905. The good work that has been begun in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium in bringing to souls physical and spiritual healing is to be continued. A lady came to the sanitarium full of strange beliefs. Her case was hopeless, and this she knew. For years, she had been gathering false theories, but the Lord directed her course to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. In the institution, family worship is held every day in the parlor. The reading of the Word of God, the singing of gospel hymns, and the prayers offered have been a great blessing to the patients. This lady attended these gatherings. She had a longing desire for a healthy faith. She was hungry for the bread of life and thirsty for the water of salvation. And she was brought out of darkness into the light of the gospel. She died rejoicing in the preciousness of the saving grace that she had received. She was so grateful to find peace and hope and joy in her Savior. That one soul saved is of more value than the riches of the whole world. There have been other remarkable experiences in the sanitarium, and those who have witnessed them know that the Lord's presence has been in the institution. Some remarkable instances of restoration from an apparently hopeless condition to one of health and strength have been seen. A lack of facilities has hindered those connected with the institution from accomplishing the work they might have accomplished. Suitable bathrooms are greatly needed. The original cost of the sanitarium building was $25,000. For a long time, it remained unoccupied and was at last offered to us for $5,000. We purchased it and at once set about making the necessary repairs. But before all the needed improvements could be made, patients began coming in, and they have been coming ever since. The nurses have been greatly hindered in their work by the lack of suitable bathrooms. These must be provided in order that the institution may do the work which the Lord designs it to do. A plan has been drawn up for an addition to the building, which will provide double bathrooms, an operating room, 11 bedrooms for patients, and a helper's dining room. $10,000 is needed to put up this addition, and I ask those whom the Lord has entrusted with means to help us to place this institution where it can do the most successful work. The San Diego Sanitarium is most beautifully situated, and when the proposed addition is made, the building will be an excellent one in which to care for the sick. In ministry to the sick, we have before us the work that Christ would have us do in behalf of our fellow men, not only in San Diego, but in every place where we can teach and practice the true principles of healing for both soul and body. Our time for work is short, and we must be more in earnest. There is a great work to be done, and we need means with which to do this work. Said Christ, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. Shall we not follow him in self-denial and sacrifice, laboring with all our power to prepare men and women, physically and spiritually, for the coming of Christ? For the Son of Man is coming in his glory with all the holy angels, and then will he fulfill the promise made to his disciples. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 3.